E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's guests. From New Orleans, hooray for the riffraff. From the University of Colorado, the Green Grad Buffs. And originally from West Africa and now living in Nashville, Peter One. I'm Helen Forster. Right now, join me in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Ellen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town, and by that I mean welcome to all of you, but I really mean welcome to all the people who are listening out there on the radio and watching. Thanks for joining us this week. We've got all kinds of good stuff. We've got great stories of long and interesting journeys this week, sort of tales of these different journeys and their different stages of their evolution. One is just starting out with some college grad students who have come up with ingenious ways of repurposing old power plants such that they produce less carbon and build community. We've got the story of Peter One, who was born and raised in Côte d'Ivoire. As a young man, he was exposed to all kinds of American music, and he found a singing partner, formed a duo that became incredibly successful, got to play all kinds of amazing big venues and stadiums and stuff. But it wasn't enough to sustain a career. He moved to the States, moved to New York City, to Harlem, left, became a nurse, moved to Nashville. And then many years later, somebody found a tape of his and resurrected his career. And he's here. So that's cool. That's a journey. And up first, somebody who grew up in the Bronx, left home at 17, began a wandering life that included riding freight trains and living on the streets and moving to New Orleans and joining a band of buskers and street musicians called the Dead Man Street Orchestra. And then they began releasing their own songs on record, and the world became aware of Alinda Segarra, someone who was a great singer and songwriter, who was also a keen observer of what's really going on out there, including struggles and oppression and injustice and drug addiction and also love and dancing and friendship and nature. It's another beautiful journey, and they are here for their first visit. So help me please welcome to the stage here at E-Town, hooray for the riffraff.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having us.
One, two, three, four.
Rhododendron, an apple and jasmine, deadly nightshade. Foxglove renegade, rhododendron. I could hear you speaking, you could feel me breathing, break my head open.
Spirit, find me. Oh, Spirit, God.
wrap your limbs around me. This won't be over soon. Don't turn your back on the mainland. Don't turn your back on the mainland. Don't turn your back on the mainland.
This is a song called Hawk Moon.
In the bus, I sleep all day. In the back, I am. Everybody wants to know. Just a sliver to them. That's the way, that's the way I've been taught I am. Any day, any way, I drink a fifth before 3 p.m. Little girl with a buck knife and a fake ID. Sleeping bag and a backpack in the big city. Now tell me why. Why don't it look like I'm always crying? You try to hide when you're high. Baby, I know you're lying. Well, it's a hawk moan and it's just begun to rise.
Hooray for the Riff Raff, Alinda Segarra. Welcome so much. So glad to have you.
Thanks for having me.
First, just background, grew up in the Bronx, left home at 17.
Yeah.
Did you have a destination in mind when you left?
I actually was really excited to go to San Francisco. I'd read a lot of beatnik poetry, and that was like my main goal. So I took a Greyhound out there, which is a wild ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention really long.
So long. Yeah. And people like romances started and then like romances ended and people got arrested. And it was just like a whole, I feel like that could be a whole book is just that.
One trip across.
Yeah.
And then San Francisco wasn't it. You were restless. You were a restless yeah. person. Needed to be on the move.
Yeah. And you know, growing up in New York City, I felt like, you know, I've lived in this place that everybody comes to. And I was so interested in going to the smallest towns, you know, I was so excited to like go to the Midwest to go to like Cheyenne, Wyoming. You know, also, of course, I was obsessed with Woody Guthrie.
I mean, I just have to ask, how does a teenager from the Bronx with Puerto Rican ancestry yeah. become obsessed with Woody Guthrie? I just don't understand that connection.
Honestly, just like the folk revival yeah. In New York, you know, like I was walking around these historic places and I knew about Bob Dylan. And then, of course, Bob Dylan leads you to Woody. Then I read his book and it actually felt very punk to me because right. I was in the punk scene and it just kind of matched the lifestyle that everybody was trying to live, yeah. you know.
Did that lead you to the whole riding freight trains thing? Was that real? Did you actually do that?
Yes, for about 2 years.
How does it even work? How do you even do that?
You can be careful, and you should be, because it is pretty dangerous. But you know, when you're 17, I was just like, what's going to happen? I'm going to get hurt. And it's like, well, yeah, you could.
And was it romantic at first, and then it became a sort of a lifestyle, and you found other people who were doing it? And
yeah, there were a lot of other people, and that's actually how I started playing music, because at the time, I was like a high school dropout, and I loved writing poetry, but I didn't really know how to play any instruments. And when I met people in New Orleans, and we started riding trains together, and we formed a band, we all had an equal obsession, which was learning folk music.
Yeah. And busking, I should say that busking is a superpower.
Yeah.
And busking in New Orleans is accepted, and it's a part of a, you're part of a community. If you're playing on the streets in New Orleans, there's hierarchy, there's protocol, there's territory, yeah. there's yeah. turf wars, but there's community that you're part of.
Yeah, and it teaches you a lot, and I really loved how it was free. I just loved playing music for people of all different class backgrounds, all different walks of life. And the best part of the job was like on a sunny day, you make more money. You know, I was like, this rules.
I'm just going to mention, in case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town. I'm here with Hooray for the Riff Raff, Alinda Segarra. The characters that are in your stories, in your songs, sort of come from that territory, I imagine. Yeah. And there's obviously a lot of tough times and alcohol and drug abuse and death and loss
yeah.
and trauma and romance. But they're vibrant characters. And in your lyrics, there's a lot of stuff now that's sort of welcoming people to take better care of themselves and
yeah.
look out and like test their drugs. And
yeah.
you're acting almost like an older sibling.
You know, the world stopped during those early days of lockdown. And I had this moment to really reflect on my life and think about how I never thought I'd make it to this age and how now I feel kind of this duty to talk to the younger versions of me, you know, who are coming up. And also being a bridge, like not quite being an elder, but being in between generations. So, yeah. And I never heard a song that talks about fentanyl and how Narcan is a medicine that is life-saving and that we should all be able to have it, you know? So I just thought it was time to put that in a song.
Yeah. I know on your newest record, you've got S.G. Goodman, you've got Conor Oberst, you have
yeah.
other people playing on your records. Any sort of heroes on in your sights now?
I mean, I was able to trade songs with Lucinda Williams at one point, and she is obviously a hero of mine, so I'd love
yeah.
to
yeah.
make some music with Lucinda yeah. again.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Lucinda, if you're listening, call me.
Well, we've got a lot more music to get to, so let's do that. Welcome back, if you would, to the E-Town stage. Hooray for the riffraff.
Two moons and a raging river, saddled up by the pinion fire, drove out to the edge of the pueblo, bought a drum from a man who cried, and the children's shoes on the ceiling, and the way that you hold my hand, and I yelled and I didn't know the reason, but I knew that you'd understand. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time, I know they do. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Will we go like the woolly mammoth or the deer dodo? Gone like the bachman's warbler, disappeared like the melting snow. Little Mary on a fruit bench, or the brattled wedded bird, or will we keep on running like the sound of the buffalo herd? That sky red hawk recorded out on his cousin's farm up north in Minnesota. He tied the recorder in the yard up to a gatepost waiting, slept out in the tent to hear the rumble of the big stampede. One day magically appeared. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time, I know they do. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Jump off this cliff with you, if that means we will survive. As we drove out to the desert, just to leave the past behind. And our footsteps fall in shadows, treading light down the canyon trail. And the sun is barely rising, and the stars like a wedding veil. And I cannot lie to you, 'cause you can read my mind. So I think I'll try with you. Some things just take more time. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time. Some things take time. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 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 Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo.
Thank you.
That's Hooray for the Riffraff, and Linda Segarra and Johnny Wilson. Latest record is called The Past, is still alive out on Nonesuch Records. They are going to be back later to play a bunch more music. Hooray for the Riffraff.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination, on the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By the way, there are over 2,000 videos on the E-Town YouTube channel for your viewing pleasure. You can also subscribe to that channel if you'd like to stay up to date with our past and latest video offerings. You're listening to E-Town.
Thank you.
I'm Nick Forster. You are listening to E-Town. Hooray for the Riff Raff. It's going to be back, play some more music later on. And coming up, of course, we have Peter One, the West African singer, whose story is almost too wild to be true. Before we bring Peter out, you all know that for a long, long time, we have been, for decades, sharing information about the natural world, the environment, or the climate, and most of the news is not that great. We learn more and continue to burn more fossil fuels. So things are not changing fast enough. And it's a drag. So we started featuring stories of things that were actually working pretty well. Folks who stepped up and made a difference, were doing positive things. This week we have one of those. So there was a national competition with a cash prize to come up with an innovative way to transform an old power plant into something cool, something that still generated power but no carbon. And 46 teams of graduate students from around the country entered this competition, and the winners were from right here in Boulder at CU. Yeah, a little civic pride. They call themselves the Green Grad Buffs, and two of their team members are coming out right now to tell us more. Here come Emily Cummins and Tom Hill. Come on out, you guys. First of all, welcome to E-Town, and congratulations on winning your big prize. The power plant in question is down in Denver. Is it the Zuni power plant? Is that what it's called?
That's correct.
It is, yeah.
And tell us about that plant. What's the story with that thing?
It's an old coal-fired power plant. It was right downtown in Denver. When it was in operation, it employed the community surrounding the plant, and then it was decommissioned about 15 years ago. And it's just been sitting there, not generating power, and just generally the community has been trying to figure out what to do with that space.
And so you got this competition, and what were the criteria for winning? You had to like figure out what to do with this giant old coal-fired power plant that's filled with toxic dust and other things, and the ground is probably terrible, and the water probably sucks. This is your challenge, right? So what'd you do?
Yeah, well, the prompt for the competition was an energy development project that had community benefits built in.
Okay.
And I think the genesis of that is companies like AES, who sponsored the competition, are seeing a lot of pushback to renewable development. And there's new incentives coming down the pipe because of legislation that's recently been passed, the IRA, Inflation Reduction Act, that really makes building in community benefits to these types of projects lucrative now.
Oh, that's cool. So, and what you said, they got pushback for building green energy plants. What does that mean? Big solar arrays were not popular, or what was the deal?
Yeah, there's just a lot of areas around the country where people just don't know what they don't know. And so things that they're not used to are confusing and not necessarily welcome by the community. And so that's kind of why we picked this plant, because it's already there and it's already embedded in the community. And so much of the history of this area has to do with this coal history. And part of, for us, the transition is to uphold the history and the legacy that our energy communities have produced for us as a country and make sure that we're moving in the right direction. And so that sort of inspired us to try and take this already existing piece of history and turn it into something that can really help in the future.
Yeah, and as I understand it, there's some part of the renewable energy component involves heating up sand with sun power.
Yes, yes. So I was up late at night, and as one does, I was researching long-duration energy storage because I couldn't fall asleep.
And as one might, yeah, as one might.
I found this really interesting case study from Finland, a company called Polar Night. And they're basically building concrete silos and filling it with sand and an electric resistance heating coil, and then using renewable energy that otherwise would have been curtailed or not used on the grid, like let's say wind power at night, to heat that sand up and then provide heat for the community. It's really cool.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. And I know that the project, the Zuni Power Plant Transformation, is theoretical. It's not necessarily going to happen, right?
That's right. We kind of got to dream in the sandbox of this competition, but we do think that some of the solutions we developed are replicable.
Let me also ask you about one really important thing, which is, as I understand it, and I could be wrong, You started this process of discovery and sort of reforming what this place could be by engaging with the community and asking questions. Is that right?
The way we started the project was just reading all of the accounts of what community members have said about that spot.
I think in general, when there's projects like this, repurposing old power plants or urban redevelopment or renewable energy plants going in sensitive areas, it just is so much better when you start on the ground level and talk to the folks there and work in concert with the communities as you transform these situations. So I applaud your efforts to do that. That's cool. Meanwhile, congratulations to you and your team. Thanks for joining us here on E-Town. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Emily and Tom from Green Grad Buffs from CU, the winning members of the design competition. We are going to have more music from Hooray for the Riff Raff later on in the show. Right now, I'm going to tell you a little more about Peter One. He was born in West Africa in Côte d'Ivoire. He went to university in Abidjan, big city there. He listened to music by Simon and Garfunkel and Crosby, Stills and Nash and Don Williams and lots of R&B. And in his late 20s, he put out a record with his musical partner, Jess Sabi, called Our Garden Needs Its Flowers. And it turned out to be a big hit. It had songs in French, in English, and in his native Guru language, even though they were really famous, it wasn't enough really to sustain a career. So Peter moved to New York City, landed in Harlem, didn't go so well, went down to Delaware, and eventually went to medical school, became a nurse, eventually brought his wife and kids over from Côte d'Ivoire, and later got a job working as a nurse outside of Nashville. So that first part of the journey was a long journey. And around this time, an independent label called Awesome Tapes from Africa, very independent, re-released his record. And that led to a new record deal and touring and a change of careers. He's now a part-time nurse and a full-time touring musician in his late 60s. He's been featured on NPR's Tiny Desk, PBS NewsHour. Rolling Stone called his new record one of the best of 2023. So the journey continues, and he's here. So please welcome to E-Town, Peter One.
Tell me a lie, a white lie. less makeup. Dress up, princess, match my suit. Let us go. You want my heart. Satisfy my soul. She's everywhere. We've been together. Whoa, beautiful woman, I love you. Positive mind. This way, everything be alright. This way, everything be alright. When you hear this song, let your heart be filled with love, your mind with hope. Don't be afraid, you won't be anymore. Lonesome anymore. Oh, oh, oh no. On the way, good thing will fall in place for you. Oh, this way, everything be alright. This way, everything be alright. Say this way, everything is alright. This way, everything is alright. When you hear this song, let your heart be filled with love and the will to win. Everything is so nice. Challenge and test will pave your way. If you keep strong mind, you'll overcome upon time. This way, everything is alright. This way, everything is alright. Everybody can sing with us. This way, everything is alright. I hear you less now. This way, everything is all right.
Did you write that for your children?
For everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Peter One, welcome to E-Town. So good to have you here. So good to hear you sing. So cool.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, it's great. It's just, it's an amazing story. And I want to just start at the beginning if I could. So you were in college in Abidjan and you started hearing music, American music. And were you already playing guitar and singing, or were you just enjoying the music? What was your life like at the time?
When I was in college, I was already playing guitar. I started playing guitar late in high school.
Yeah.
So when I got to college, I had enough money to buy my own guitar, a brand new one.
Nice.
And buy some music also.
There's a story I heard about you going into a music shop and looking around and you say, well, what's that up there? And
yeah, that's true. I was one day passing by a music store. Usually I pass by, I'm not interested because they always play the same African music or that. But this day I say, okay, I have some money, let me go buy me some music. I went there to buy African music. Soon as I got there, I saw on the wall, on the highest shelf, Simon & Garfunkel, Central Park.
Yeah.
Next to it, Bob Dylan, Hurricane. Next to it, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I said, wow. Next to it, Cat Stevens. I said, okay, let me have all these.
Well, it's so cool because you found music that spoke to you, and you found artists whose songs you could relate to. You could actually learn the songs and play them, and then you found a musical partner. And you formed a duet that was known as the Simon and Garfunkel of Côte d'Ivoire. You were famous in that way.
Yes, that's true. Actually, when we started playing, we didn't even know that something was called folk music or country music. We just went by the sound, the guitar, acoustic guitar, and the vocal. That's what we're doing. We did a lot of radio shows, TV shows, until we released our first album. And people, by listening to what we've been doing, they are the one who labeled our music as country music.
But what was cool is that it grew and you became well known to the point where not only, as I understand it, you were playing some shows in very big places.
Yes.
But also I understand that the BBC used a song of yours for the live televised release of Nelson Mandela from prison.
That's true.
That was a song of yours that was the soundtrack for that moment, which is incredibly important in African history.
Yeah, that song is called African Gents. It's on the album Our Garden Needs His Flower.
Yeah. So you had this great career and you're playing big crowds, but it wasn't enough and you wanted more and you came to the United States, the land where all this music came from that spoke to you. You land in New York City, you land in Harlem. You find that the rough streets of New York are a little too rough for you. And you got the heck out of there.
Yeah.
Went to Delaware, right?
Yes. Yeah, actually, I came to improve my music and get more in the music business. But at the same time, the country back home wasn't stable. There was too much political killing or that, and I knew that something was going to happen.
Yeah.
That was in 1995. 2 years later, the trouble started. 3 years later, we had the first military coup.
Yeah.
And that's when everything started scrambling.
Yeah.
And that's what made me decide to stay.
Yeah. Well, you eventually got to bring your family here, and then you got a gig as a nurse moving to Nashville. And when you landed in Nashville, that must have felt pretty good for a guy who was labeled as playing country music back in Côte d'Ivoire. It's like, now I'm in the capital of country music.
Yeah, but the thing is, I never dreamed of living in Nashville. And the nursing job gave me the opportunity to come to Tennessee. When I got this opportunity, I said to myself, God has sent me here for a reason. So let's grab it.
I suspect that it wasn't long ago that you never thought you would be traveling to play music again.
No, I was always optimistic.
You were always optimistic.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. Yeah. I didn't know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, but I knew that something's going to happen.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, seriously.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's just such an unlikely and wonderful story. And I'm glad to be a part of it. So I'm glad you're here. We've got more music to play. Welcome back, if you would. Now from Nashville, Tennessee, Peter One. Okay.
This is a love song, Sherry Vico. way down there. I'm sorry that I'm waiting something. Sherry, the go, yeah. I'm waiting down there. Sherry, the go. I'm waiting down there. I'm sorry that I'm waiting something. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Peter One, Cote d'Ivoire, now living in Nashville, Tennessee. His record is called Come Back to Me, out on Verve Records. Along with E-Tones, Christian Thiel, Eric Turin, Adam Bodine, Colin Forrester singing harmony. Peter One.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by the Scientific and Cultural Facilities District, or SCFD, one of the largest cultural funding mechanisms in the United States, supporting nearly 300 organizations in the greater Denver, Colorado area. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I'd like to say hello to our listeners who hear E-Town on stations like KDRT in Davis, California, on WEOS in Geneva, New York, and on KSRQ in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. As always, if you want more information about any of the guests this week, you want to see exactly what Peter One's outfit looks like, there's videos, there's photographs. Actually, we have a ton of videos on our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that, which we would appreciate. And there's lots of information about how to get tickets to live shows and much more at etown.org. So we are continuing with our story of these three remarkable journeys, one just beginning with those grad students, one in the later stages, but who knows, maybe not with Peter One. He's got all kinds of energy and ambition. And one, what seems to be right in the middle of a very productive, creative phase that looks like it's going to keep going for a long time. So please help me welcome back to the E-Town stage, hooray for the riffraff.
Up here joining us. This is our last one, and it's called Alibi.
Hooray for the riffraff. Belinda Segarra, Johnny Wilson on the guitar and vocals. The record's called The Past Is Still Alive on None Such Records. Along with E-Tones, we got time for one more song. We're going to get everybody out here for one more. I want to thank all our guests. Thanks so much to Peter One for coming from Nashville, sharing his journey and his story with us. Thanks to the Green Grad Buffs, the contest winners, grad student effort to try to make the world a better place. Emily Cummins and Tom Hill. Thanks to the E-Tones, Helen Forster. Thanks to Melinda and Johnny, hooray for the riffraff. We're gonna do one more song for you that's got an interesting tie to both New Orleans and West Africa. And I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Oh, wake up in the morning and you hear the world bell ring. You march to the table to see the same whole thing. And a food upon the table, and a pork on the pan. You better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie.
This is a production of E-Town.